Fuego. I'm Dale Miller with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. Yesterday was the Six Nations Elected Band Council's weekly community liaison meeting via Facebook Live. A Six Nations community member raised concerns about whether or not the Six Nations of the Grand River Indians residency bylaw still stands. Six Nations' current residency bylaw allows for only registered band members to reside on Six Nations reservation. However, the community member claims no action has been done to enforce the bylaw, raising questions whether or not the bylaw still stands. Six Nations' community member claims their neighbor is a non-band member who is residing on Six Nations. The community member has filed a formal complaint with the Six Nations police. However, the police were not capable of taking actions as the neighbor's legal address is not located on Six Nations. Six Nations Elected Band Council was aware of previous complaints between the community member and the neighbor and agreed that the Six Nations of the Grand River Indians residency bylaw needed to be revised. Six Nations Elected Band Councilor Darren Jameson spoke briefly on the standing of the bylaw, and this is what he had to say.
I think it really goes back to a bylaw that is flawed, and the flaw is enforcement. It's related to enforcement. We have a residency group working group, Rick, that is working on revising the bylaw because it is insufficient. One of the key elements is the enforcement piece of it. So looking at our, you know, we don't have our own court system here. So we have to kind of look at what court systems we have to work with. And part of that is, you know, if they can prove that they have a residency in another area besides Six Nations, it's really difficult to prove otherwise. So it becomes almost like a case situation. You have evidence to the contrary. So I think that this is not a done deal by any stretch. I think it's something that we need to continue to look at. And, you know, the residency bylaw is under revision as we speak. Unfortunately, it requires council's review and approval of any amendments. Part of that is designating an enforcement officer to actually, implement the removal of someone. It's really difficult to do when you don't have your own court system. That's the big selling point that we have.
I'm Dale Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM News.